Well, good morning, everyone, and to those online as well. From time to time, we're going to have a slot in the service kind of under the heading Christian thinking. How should Christians be thinking about certain things? And maybe it's a little way for a pastor to sneak in a bit of extra sermon time, but it's meant to be a little sound bite. And so I wanted to think this morning about apologizing. It fits with the series we're in about resolving conflicts. Well, when you think about apologies, there are many fake apologies that are made in relationships around the world. When apologies have ifs in them, when they have buts in them, then you know there's a problem there. I'm sorry that I offended you with my joke, but it's really just part of our office culture. Well, if you said that, that's not really an apology. It's an excuse. Because it's actually saying, I don't think I did anything wrong, but I will say a thing that sounds like an apology just to get the issue off my back, just to move on. I see that you are hurt, and I apologize if my behavior was unkind. Well, that's also not an apology, because it does not own up to any wrong. It says if. That means it's not been established whether there is actually a wrong here or not. A true apology involves being really sad that I did this thing and truly repenting. It looks something like this. Listen to these words from 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 9. Paul says, talking to the Corinthian church, talking about a rebuke he had to bring to them, he says, as it is, I rejoice, not because you were grieved, but because you were grieved into repenting. You heard the rebuke. It moved you such that you repented. He had rebuked them for serious sin. It was painful for them to hear it. They were grieved. They recognized their wrong. They felt their wrong. And what did it cause them to do? It caused them to repent. Repentance means to acknowledge that there was something that was wrong and to then take steps to turn away from that thing and to turn away from doing that sort of thing again. In the light of this, let's consider a mock scenario and how what a proper apology should look like. So imagine you're at work and you have lost your temper in an office meeting and you have blasted a workmate in front of all the others. Well, this is what you need to be doing if it's a proper apology. Number one, you need to admit specifically what you have done and why it was wrong. So something like this, perhaps. Janet, I apologize for losing my temper with you in the meeting today. I was wrong, and I made you feel attacked and disrespected. That's part of it. There's still more to add. But a non-apology in that part would be something like, Janet, I was wrong yesterday, but I didn't mean anything by it, really. I'm just a bit on edge these days. Why is that a non-apology? Because you're not saying what was wrong, and you're not saying why it was wrong. You're actually saying why it wasn't so wrong. So first thing, admit specifically what you have done and why it was wrong. Secondly, acknowledge what effect this has had on the person who's been offended. And so say something like, my behavior has caused you hurt. It demeaned you in front of everyone. A non-apology would say, I am sorry if what I did caused you hurt and made you feel awkward in front of everyone. Right there, if that's what you say, you've not repented because you're not owning up to the effect of your action. And so at that point, what looked like an apology collapses. You need to show that you grasp what you did so that Janet can be confident that you are indeed repenting over what you've done. So admit specifically, number one, what you have done, why it was wrong. That's number one. Number two, acknowledge what effect it has had on the person offended. Number three, accept the consequences. So maybe you will say, I know this has broken trust between us. Fourthly, alter your behavior. Bring that up in the apology. I wish for trust to be restored and will work hard not to do that again. As a first step, I will speak to the rest of the team next meeting to acknowledge that I was wrong and to apologize to all. Fifthly and lastly, ask. Ask for forgiveness. Please forgive me. And so maybe the whole thing would sound something like this. Janet, I apologize for losing my temper with you in the meeting today. It was wrong and made you feel disrespected. My behavior has caused you hurt. It demeaned you in front of everyone. I know this has broken trust between us. I wish for trust to be restored and will work hard not to do that again. As a first step, I will speak to the rest of the team next meeting to acknowledge that I was wrong and to apologize to them all. Please forgive me. Now that is an apology that would be in line with Scripture, and that's how we should be thinking as Christians in that area. Thank you, Bruce.